You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Castle After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Castle After Show.
Bing is for doing, and we're doing another AfterBuzz TV episode for Castle Season 5, Episode 14, Reality Starstruck. I'm your host, Bam Erickson, and I would like to introduce my panel, please.
Yes, hi, everybody. I am Paige Sullivan.
I am Samara Bay.
And I am Larissa Marr.
And I am laughing because I'm checking out these two. They're doing like the snake together.
You know, late night in the AfterBuzz office.
Yeah.
One thing leads to another, and mm-hmm. We were 90s dancing all over the place.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
So, you've never done the snake?
You know, I was a small child in the 90s, so I don't remember the snake.
Thanks, Hitch.
Sorry. Okay. You
it's
asked.
To the right, to the left. To the right, to the left.
Okay, how are we going to tie this in with the castle?
So
that reminds me.
So
that's show Castle.
So what did you guys think of Castle? I thought tonight's episode was great. What did you guys think?
Fun. It was fun. It was fun to watch. A lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. I was giggling the whole episode. Castle was on his A game with the one-liners. So,
mm-hmm.
And predictions came true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
What did you think?
I mean, after last week's sad, you know, dark episode, it was certainly lovely to come back to the old Castle we know and love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was definitely a great episode. I mean, you know, one of the better episodes of 2013. So I was kind of excited.
And
it's
all
a reality,
like six of them.
It's all about reality shows. So I was like, I love it.
And it also had the theme of reality, but also because it's Valentine's Day. And so there were a lot of love affairs.
Tons.
So let's start off with Ryan and Jenny. So we haven't met Jenny yet.
We did, but
like a long time ago.
Yeah, you know, I had a hunch, and so I looked it up, and probably some of our viewers/listeners know this better than I do, but it's actually Seamus's wife, who's an actress, who had some little tiny cameos, but it was a while ago.
Because remember on the wedding episode, we didn't actually see the wedding and we didn't see the wife.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that she spoke about, but we haven't.
No, we have seen her. And I remember this, like when I first, mm-hmm. you know, when Castle first started, it's just so long ago, I feel like. The problem with Castle for me, it's not a problem. And she just meets so many people every single episode. And there's so many cameos and people do reoccur once in a while, but it's so hard to keep track of mm-hmm. who's who. And
yeah.
Especially with, even in this murder, we had like 10 people that we met, you know, and I wouldn't, you know, next week it's going to be hard for me to remember who they were.
I mean, what's great is that, you know, with a show like Castle, you can see that they started out, the writers, the creators started out thinking it's going to be a crime a week and there's going to be an interesting tension between the two leads.
Yeah.
And then as time went on and they got, you know, used to that, then they were able to like really flesh out all these lovely side characters who we love. Mm-hmm. But to keep all that up in the air with these complicated crimes each mm-hmm. week, it is like all the names of people. And,
you know. I mean, my thing, I just really want to see Jenny. Because the way Ryan was, like, he felt like, I felt bad for the poor guy because, like, every single moment he's like, hey, I'm sorry for being late, but.
Yeah, because he had had a sex with his wife.
Yeah, it's like, hey, it's like happy time.
It's like the unsexiest sex ever.
He looks, like, upset that he has to have sex, which I think is crazy because most guys in TV shows and in life are like, I don't get it enough. She never wants to have sex. This girl is begging for it every time her baby clock ticks, and he's mad.
Well, I think on the men's perspective is you have to when that moment is there,
mm-hmm.
you have to go. And there's moments where, you know, if the game or something's on, we're not We're not quite there.
By the game, he means the murder. The
beggars cannot be choosers, Bam.
I mean,
okay.
Wow.
I disagree, Bam, because like, hey,
thank you.
You gotta kind of get it when you can get it.
Okay.
Well, that's what they're doing.
I mean, I also think like, you know, once you're married for a while, you're older, and it becomes like it's not about the pleasure; it's about the needing to make a baby, things, and also the pressure.
Yeah. The pressure of making a baby. And I feel like they've been making a baby for a long time. Or trying. He's like, she's got this down to a science. Obviously not, because she's still not pregnant.
Yeah.
I know there's like infertility and things like that. And I'm not trying to joke at that. But I'm just saying, you know, they were making a baby before Christmas.
Yeah.
I think she should be pregnant by now, just for the storyline. Or something should have developed other than making a baby.
But you know the funny thing about it, at the end of the episode, when he was like, hey, I got the night off. I'm just like, really?
Yeah.
It's going to be a romantic night. No. Sex.
No, he said it's going to be the romantic kind of sex.
Yeah.
Which apparently is better. Ryan's very girly, though. Don't you think he's very...
He has a sensitive side.
Yeah, emotional. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like the go. He
but
likes
who
the...
Who has the pants in the relationship?
Jenny, apparently.
I just meant in the sense that when women are looking to get pregnant and you have to, like, go sometimes... Yeah. It's for some men I've heard, it's not really fun because, like, you're being instructionalized the whole time when you're having sex. There's certain spots and this and that and certain times. And so sometimes it's not fun to have to be told how to do, you know, how to do every minute. Right.
Do it like this, yes. And if you don't, we're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, well, Ryan's not happy, so maybe this is true. Who knows?
Hey, it get better with time.
Let's go to the next one. What about Esposito and Lainey?
I called it.
It was nice to see it, finally.
Yeah.
I was so surprised at the end. It was nice to see it.
And it was nice to see her without her scrubs.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Ow!
She has a body.
She had that nice, sexy rear dress.
And it kind of took Castle by surprise. He was like, oh.
And Kate was like, eyes up.
Yeah, right? I love that about them. No, she doesn't even care. She knows Lindy's got it. Castle's looking at it. She doesn't even care. She's just like, up here.
Please. I think she's just up comfortable here. In their relationship.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think it's funny. But yeah, I'm glad that happened. She hinted at it when she was here, very first episode.
Mm-hmm. That was before my time. How long ago was that?
September.
Yeah.
So it's been a ways. It's almost 6 months since she's been here. Uh-huh. And finally, they take the plunge.
Yeah.
And they are... I would have loved to see how it happened. I would have loved to see him ask her out or kind of what led up to it. But maybe we'll learn about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I like them together.
Because even in this episode, Esposito, he was more about the case itself, the murder. And he was just like, hey, I'm just doing my job. Because normally he's like, he's chasing the hot girls. And this one is just kind of like, I'm just doing my job.
And notice now when you think about it, Castle kept making innuendos for like what he's gonna do, and he was totally avoiding the topic.
Mm-hmm. And Kate said at the end when Kate knew, he's like, "You didn't tell me." And both of them asked for them to keep a secret. And she's like, "You were gonna make fun of him." He's like, "No, yeah, I was. I definitely would have." Yeah. So it makes sense why Esposito wasn't telling anybody. They just broke up, you know, and then to get... Not just broke up, but they broke up and to get back together. I mean, people always have their comments.
Also, Espo, I mean, after a few weeks of us having these delightful moments when Espo was saying really, like, tremendously inappropriate and not, you know... not appropriate for gentle female ears types of comments, for him to have made the choice to keep this on the DL was, you know, revealing of the fact that maybe that he was...
Well, he loves Lainey.
Yeah. Serious about it, yeah.
I think it's really going to kind of be interesting to see, like, how it plays out from after Valentine's. Are they really going to have that type of, like, love relationship as what Castle and Becca have, like, throughout the show? Are we going to see more of Lainey now and the interaction between Esposito and Lainey on the show? Or is this kind of going to keep it, like, outside the office?
It's pretty funny with everything that's all the drama about like Castle and Beckett being found out that now there's like multiple office romances going on.
Yeah, but that office romance last time it existed, there was no question of keeping it on the deal. I felt like everybody knew. Yeah. And I don't know if it's because they're in different departments, you know, and technically they don't work
Castle's
side by side.
Not really hired.
He's not, does he
so
get paid for this?
I don't think
or
so.
Or is he? I feel like he's like paying to do it.
Yeah.
I swear he's not to do it.
Yeah.
So I mean, if I were Castle, he's a millionaire. I'd be like, I'll give you guys this much money to let me keep working here.
My thing is,
That's the thing is, I think that they're giving him a favor, so that's why they can take it away at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my thing is that, like, as many crimes that he kind of investigate with them, he's not writing any books about it.
Mm-hmm. It's not about it. It's about her. It's supposed to be, well, what started out about, he, like, finds heroines, basically, and writes novels about them, and Kate was a huge, you know, Kate was the epitome of kind of what he wanted to write about. And so I don't think he's still writing about her, mm-hmm. per se, but maybe he is. Maybe he's made it into many books about Kate Beckett.
Or her Nikki type Heat.
About her person, you know, but maybe he's moved on to other. I think he's still writing mystery novels. We just don't hear about them.
I want to say maybe season four, it was revealed that he had a book out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this season, no. But now let's go, since we're talking about Castle, let's go into, there's going to the little triangle. There was Castle, Beckett, and there was Gates.
Triangle. That's a lovely way to put it, for Gates' sake.
Yeah, for Gates' sake. And, you know, she was a lot involved. The two of them finally had something that they can connect with. So there was this whole Wall Street, the Wives of Wall Street. And there was this reality show, which we'll get into the murder in just a second. But Gates was a huge fan of this reality show. And she suggested that they go and watch the show to kind of figure out some of the things from the women and to figure out the murder.
Yeah.
And once Castle got into the reality show, he was immediately hooked. And so that was finally he and Gates finally were able to have a moment where they were totally going in about a lot of stuff.
The whole time they were obsessed with it, mm-hmm. talking about it. And I kind of, you know, when you find somebody who loves the show, like, I get, it's like us. They were after buzzing on Castle. They were loving it. And it's so funny because they're normally not very friendly, but they're all up close whispering, like, oh my God, can you believe that? So it was funny to see that, but it was also good to see Gates out of her office and really engaged in this. Because at the start of 2013, we hadn't really been seeing her. And now she's full-blown into this murder, so excited, and kind of a big part of this plot this episode.
It is adorable that they keep having this version of Gates, right, where she seems really tough, and then we see there. It also came up with that weird little figurine over Christmas, I think. You know, there does seem to be this sort of little consistent thing that pops up where she likes kitschy stuff.
She's got her softer side. And it's, I mean, she's got to – I think the reason we all see her as this tough – you know, mean chief is because she had to come in kind of swinging, I guess. She had to show them who was their boss, who was in charge, who they answered to now. And I'm sure as a woman chief, that was hard for her, especially these people had a camaraderie and they didn't know her and they had just lost their chief. He died. It's not like they wanted her there.
Right.
You know, so she kind of had to lay down the law. And I think now they're comfortable with her. They like her. And she feels more comfortable being the normal Gates, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's go into now. Castle had a gift that he wanted to give to Beckett. And so he had these, they were what?
Earrings. Like, they looked like sapphires.
Yeah. But they were like blue sapphire earrings. And so.
And diamond.
Yeah. And so when they were in the precinct, he wanted to put it into the jacket.
A ninja. Yeah.
And it wound up being Gates' jacket. And so now he has to try to get the earrings out of the jacket.
Now, I thought this was very clever, because if it had been anybody else, he would have been able to just say, oh my God, I mistook your jacket. Mm-hmm. But because it's Gates and he has to keep his relationship with Kate secret, it forced him to have to find other ways to get it than merely asking for it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like he was really trying to. Well, he tried to get it, but then at the same time, like, I would have just asked for it, be like, hey, I just put something in your jacket by mistake, but, you know.
But then she would have been like, what and why?
That box in your jacket right there. I need it back.
I don't know. I thought it was funny. I thought it was very clever. The minute you see Gates walk into the room, you're like, oh, it's her jacket. It's definitely not Becca's jacket.
Yeah.
And it was funny, but he didn't even have to. It's sad because he had to ruin his Valentine's surprise for Beckett. He had to tell her what happened, and they had to try and get it back. Lo and behold, you know, she finds it anyways in her pocket and thinks he's professing his love to her you know, trying to butter up to her. It was funny. And she got a little harsh with him again.
A little fun.
But it was a cute twist.
Which is funny because that means that
I am married.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny because it means that their relationship reset by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So whatever love they found for each other.
It was just for the reality show, because something that she was very interested in. She was really engaged. Mm-hmm. Like something she said at home every week. It was like, hey, I'll make sure I watch This Is My Favorite Show.
Yeah. Talking about favorite shows, you guys, I don't know if you are all on iTunes, but you should be watching us and rating and commenting. We all really like getting comments. I mean, I would love to know what you guys think of tonight's episode, of our talking about tonight, of my scarf, you know, whatever. Tell a friend. We love people coming to After Buzz, and it only takes a second. So that's my story.
Rate.
Rate us high, or, you know, whatever.
Okay, good. So let's continue. Let's go back now. So Castle and Beckett's, their relationship, you know, ended with a
drawer.
Nice, yeah.
I saw it coming.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I totally did.
Yeah, you totally called it.
As soon as she walked over there, I was like, it's an empty drawer.
He was disappointed.
No, he wasn't.
He was disappointed.
He's breaking down walls with her.
Oh, my gosh. He was disappointed because he wanted a toy. And then as soon as he figured out what it really was, he was so much more happy than he would have been.
I guess he felt more like, after you figure out what it was, now I feel more part of, like Kate now, because she allowed me to kind of come in. I can leave some stuff at her house. And that's the thing. When you start leaving things, y'all kind of like committed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because then you have to get that stuff back. If you break up.
Or not. Things like, leave a toothbrush. Okay. That's okay. I can understand that. Morning rough. But then it's like, I'm leaving clothes.
Yeah. Oh, is that too much for you? Well, my question here is, he says, I'll get you something different. So you're going to return the earrings?
Yeah, I was super confused.
Well, because she can't...
It was tainted?
No, because she can't wear the earrings because if she's at work, then
she'll... Yeah, but why would she wear them at work anyway?
You wear them to a gala. True. You wear them on a nice yacht with Castle that he can afford to take her on. You don't...
Where? But that's smart. I didn't think of that. Yeah.
At first, I was like, wait, did she keep them?
But I got that. And then I just, you know, maybe for the fact of what it all, you know, entailed, you know, I think that was a great gesture to say, you know what, I'll get you something else because, you know, the whole surprise was ruined. So I'll get you something else. So with him, by him saying that, once she's like, opens a drawer and he's like, he can't find anything, initially he was like, huh, what the hell?
Exactly.
Like a drawer? Like, I totally.
He did, but he appreciated it in the end. But I think the biggest thing is that now he realized it's not the big items that count. Like you were saying earlier, you'd rather take a card over like a big extravagant gift. Mm-hmm. So I guess he kind of realized that, you know, with Beck is like, it's a small thing that kind of matters to her.
I feel like he gets like a do-over now that he knows what she got him. Mm-hmm. You know, now he gets to do something.
Yeah, but now
thoughtful.
She knows what he got her. So if it's anything less than that, I'd be like,
true.
You returned the earrings for a card? Thanks.
It's a thought that counts.
That's right.
But okay, seriously. We're saying that it's a thought that counts, but if you're going to give me earrings with it, that's fine by me. I want the card, too.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, note to the gentlemen out there. No. At least us ladies.
We like the little things.
Yeah, ladies like a card.
I really like the way the relationship kind of took a turn, you know, throughout the whole episode and everything. It kind of focused more on, like, Castle and Beckett, like, really regrowing themselves, the romantic style, on both sides of it, you know. So I liked it.
I liked it, too.
I was saying last time, and I felt it a little bit this time, too, that, you know, we're seeing so much of them in the precinct where they have to act, you know, completely asexual, that I was missing a little bit of the sexual tension. And then to get it back at the end was really nice.
It was. I know.
And
she's
very
so
real.
Sexual.
It's a lot of love on the episode now.
Yeah, there is. But that always means big drama when things blow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was nice. She's like, you know, take your clothes off. Put in a drawer, come get in the bed, you know.
And then he had trouble getting his, like, coupling off or whatever.
He's like, I need help.
In Castle style, obviously.
Yeah.
So funny. But it was nice to see. I'm looking forward to what happens. Well, no, I'm not looking forward to what happens next week, actually. I'm kind of nervous for that episode. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to see where their relationship goes.
But in the meanwhile, let's go into the murder. So the murder was...
Also laced with all kinds of sexual tension.
And relationships.
Yeah.
It was a lot to handle. It was just too many people. I mean, I feel like this is the way a reality show is. When you are a dedicated fan to a reality show and then somebody else watches with you and you try and explain who everybody is and what everybody does and, oh, this one slept with this one and this one sold stories to the tabloids about. It's so hard to keep track of. And they're like, wait, I thought they were married and they're related. I'm like, yeah, you can't ask these questions. And that's what this episode was like. And Gates and Castle were the only two who were like, no, no, no. This is what happens. This is who hates each other. And it was so... It's funny because I feel like it was like a real life situation. Like we all know those shows where you're just like, oh, it's too much. It's too much. But the Wives of Wall Street play on the Real Housewives of New York probably. But they're all like business owners, I guess.
Yeah.
It's what it is. They're all business owners.
Oh, it's
strong
true.
Women.
So instead of like the housewives, they're the
breadwinners.
Right.
And it all starts with Hannah, who wasn't really a wife.
Right. She's like the 23-year-old
assistant.
Injected in there because all the other women are
old.
She's the drama.
She was the fan favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was young.
Because she was young.
Hot, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And she
and apparently had a few people in love with her.
Hey, that's typical.
Yeah. Well, she was sleeping with... Well, okay. First off, we'll say she was found dead with a knife in her back.
Yeah.
So appropriate.
Backstabbing. And... she's in the same clothes as she was 24 hours ago, and she has defense wounds, so it's kind of confusing. We don't really know what happened, and this whole murder was very confusing, and we started off thinking we found a nail in her hair from a fight, which apparently was with Penelope. Mm-hmm. And
who happens to be her ex-boss and whose husband she's theoretically sleeping with.
And you know who, do you know who Penelope's character, do you know in real life who she's married to?
She's so familiar. Who was she?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
What's her... Do you know her name?
My service. I'm trying to look her name.
She's so familiar.
She looks super familiar.
She's in I Think I Love My Wife with Chris Tucker. I mean, not Chris Tucker, but Chris Rock. Yeah.
They're not the same.
No. Well, she was not very nice in the show.
No.
And she
But she had some great nails.
Well, she had a broken nail. Yeah. She had a broken nail. Yeah. And so she gets arrested on the show after we talk to the producer, and he doesn't tell us anything.
Mm-hmm.
So and you talk to the brother, too, and at first it's kind of like, would her brother kill her? Would he not kill her? But he's really saying that it was very out of character for what she was doing. They all wanted her to come home, and that...
And she was also just ruining her image by putting her business out there on the street, and it's, you know, looking bad on the family.
But I still didn't think he would kill her, so I never thought he was the one.
Yeah.
Which
he
wasn't.
Yeah, like a motive.
Yeah, and then Penelope was too sure of herself to even... I never thought she was the one.
I guess I kind of thought she was the one because theoretically, it's like she was sleeping with, you know, her husband and everything. And, you know, every woman have hatred. Hey, you slept with my husband. It's like,
a woman
next?
Scorned.
It's
you like, know what they say.
And then
I also felt like when we first met Bob, her husband, who theoretically was sleeping with the victim, he seemed oddly not sad if he was in fact in love, which was suspicious, but not quite enough so that I was like, he's the murderer, because I think we understood, as we were supposed to pretty early on, that he was a bit of a weak man.
Yes, but here's my question. Not one cast member was, there was the one who happened to be the one who killed her, but none of them were crying or upset or, you know, devastated.
Right.
And it's not, you didn't have to like Hannah, you didn't have to be friends with Hannah, but a castmate and somebody you see every single day was just murdered, and we don't know who, and it could be a fan, it could be somebody who's coming after all of them. They're all just so, whatever.
Let's keep taping.
There was some weird acting going on. I mean, I think that's probably, they're probably making a statement about reality shows, reality-ish, as we were told on this episode.
I think they are making a statement because I would assume, like, if this was one of the various, you know, reality shows that we even cover on AfterBuzz, sometimes they don't seem to give a damn about anyone but about themselves and their brand. And so, for me, it seemed realistic that they wouldn't care. They would want the cameras to keep rolling. And plus, remember, she was the breakout. And Penelope actually had to go to Hannah in order to get more
airtime.
So now that she's gone and she's dead, maybe the women are thinking, okay, well, I didn't kill her, so she's dead now. Maybe I can capitalize and now I can get some more camera time.
I think with anybody, it's more on their personal ratings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with reality TV, it's just like, hey, like, how much drama can I bring to the TV? And Hannah actually brought, like, drama to the TV. You know, in Penelope's case, you know, one of the things I kind of found interesting is that when they went to go arrest her, the producer's like, did you get that on camera? Like,
yeah,
it's gonna like boost our ratings.
Yeah,
so it's like, it's all about like the ratings on TV.
Yeah, but that's a sad story that Castle is sending us. Is that we're watching shows about people who only care about themselves and their ratings and their money. Not saying every reality star is like that, but that is a sad fact.
And the other half of it is that they at least the show is telling us, they get forced into the sort of roles that they are playing, and they end up feeling like their life is determined for them, and there's no escape.
Right, and if they leave the show, they lose everything. So it's kind of like, it was a weird episode, but so Penelope doesn't, well, we don't think Penelope does it. And then we move on to Margo, because she's spotted at Margo's, like a fan took a picture of her, which is so creepy, and put it online, and then everybody gets notified that she's wherever, and Gates calls it out.
Is that real? Yeah. Is that real, P.S.?
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of
that
either.
I think that's creepy, and I think,
it's
kind of
real weird.
I mean, I thought that was a made-up on Castle type thing, but I feel like it's doable.
Sort of, kind of, I mean, there have been times here in L.A. when reality shows are shot, and there's actually a couple that I've been on or I've seen where they were shooting things, and, you know, you got people that are actually taking pictures, and then, you know, there's always that one PA saying, move, you can't take pictures, and blah, blah, and people are like, you know, screw you, and I'm, you know, they just keep recording. So in some ways, it can get out.
Right.
It's but the alert that was
It's the alert. I feel like that's almost like stalking. Mm-hmm. It's like a stalkerish kind of website.
But it wasn't filming, though.
No, it's not the filming. I just think the fact that they pinpointed where she was. I mean, that's her privacy. I mean, that's where she is at that moment in time. And then you're sending it out to hundreds of thousands of people.
Mm. It's almost like paparazzi.
Yeah.
You never
it
know
is, it is.
What to expect them, because they're always taking random pictures. It's like, oh, I'm like sitting at dinner.
Well, it could have been paparazzi. I mean, we don't know who took the picture. We just know that it was time stamped and that she was outside of Margo's.
And Gates, because she's a fan of the show, she recognized the building and knew that that was Margo's apartment.
That's kind of odd.
Which is scary, right? That people know where she lives.
Yeah.
I think that's scary.
Yeah.
It's like odd.
Well, this is like this is the you know, line getting blurry with reality.
Well, it's not weird if you think about it, because when you watch these reality shows, you see the outside of the house. Well, because it's New York, New York doesn't really have homes like we have in L.A. They have big, tall buildings.
Yeah.
And everyone in New York knows, okay, that's the building on this street, or this is the building in that street. So in some ways, it's kind of realistic, at least I think.
No, I think it's realistic. I just think it's scary. Yeah,
it can lead to somebody getting killed.
Exactly.
But Gates just to recognize like a 4-6, like, I know that building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of.
Yeah, so we go to Margo. Margo claims they talked. She apologized. Whatever.
About a business meeting, line for missing a date.
And we meet Stone for the first time at the apartment.
Her son.
Her son who is working on a clothing line with her, with Hannah.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of clothing. Penelope also had a clothing line.
Yeah, it's just strange.
I guess this is what women's businesses can be.
Yeah, but so we find out that from Lainey that her wounds are from being tied up and abducted, and that the stuff under her nails is from some plant from Madagascar. That's used in green buildings. And so that leads us back to Penelope and Bob having sex. And they were paying her off. Basically.
Yeah.
They're paying her off. Pretend that you're having an affair. It'll get us ratings. Take the $5,000. And from there, we just learn that she's about to blow the lid on the whole thing.
And also, we learn about it in the coolest way ever when Beckett plays...
Like, freaks out.
...reality show detective. Mm-hmm. That was, like, the funnest thing ever.
I know. Teresa Gaduch, I don't even know how to say her last name, from Real Housewives of New Jersey. She's the first... table flipper.
And now it's a thing.
Of reality TV. And I've seen it on other shows too where people just go, rah, and they just throw the table and it's like, I don't know. It's a tribute.
Really
it's a tribute.
Yeah.
It's a tribute to you, Teresa.
I am angry.
An homage.
Right? It's been years. It was like 3 years ago she did that, and that is still like the staple of reality TV.
Have any of you done that in real life?
No. Maybe when I was like 3.
It looks like it'd be really satisfying.
It does. It does. But
I did that.
Well, because we saw Penelope do it, and so Castle took it right from her book, and it's sad. It's Beckett, sorry. But it's sad to see Bob be such a weak man.
Oh, yeah.
A weak person. Not even a man, just a weak person that you can just be stomped on like that by everybody.
Mm-hmm. But you must look at it, though. He kind of fears Penelope like that also, because he's like, you don't know what she would do. Like, he kind of feels like, as Beckett's like interrogating him, he's just like the fear in his face of Penelope. Mm-hmm. I think he just feared anybody, because he just felt like, I'm not confident within myself. I'm short. And you know, it's kind of like, hey, you know, you can probably get anything out of him if you just kind of like just scare him. Mm-hmm. Because he told the whole story about what happened with him and Penelope and Hannah with the scheme, and also
everything.
That the producer came to the apartment to basically help Hannah, and he's like, he just told everything.
And so now we know the producer lied big time.
Yeah,
but Monroe.
But one of the funniest moments for me is when the information was revealed, when Bob revealed that, you know, that that Gates and Penelope were together. Gates was like, "Oh my God, Bob and Penelope are together!" And then and then Castle was like, "I know!" And they just had their little moment where, you know, they were bonding over the gossip of the reality show. So
And talking about which his whole, like, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I mean, but you really look at it, though, man. Like, reality TV is like a conversation starter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No matter what it is. It's
seriously
like a conversation starter.
Yeah.
It is. But it was, that was really funny. And this whole episode, seeing them interact with each other, was fun. I liked seeing it. It was goofy and out of character for both of them. But after that's revealed and the producer says, "I let her go," she hopped in a cab, she left, I was at the Players Club, whatever. We go back to Margot, and so it turns out something about her phone does the buzzer and it timestamps it, and her credit card was somewhere else, so it's not her. And it's Stone. I thought Stone killed her at first, which she didn't. Apparently he's in love with her.
Because of course he is. Because it's Valentine's Day, guys. Don't forget.
Love all around.
And speaking of Valentine's Day, you know what would be a really great gift for you guys? If you go to AfterBuzzTV.com, on the left side of our website, we have an AfterBuzz TV store, and we have a lot of great things that you guys can get. We have men's clothes, we have women's clothes, and we have little cute baby clothes, and we also have cupware. So I know you guys always inquire about these mugs. You guys can go to AfterBuzzTV.com, click on the AfterBuzz TV store, and you can buy a great gift for Valentine's Day. So check it out.
Yeah, for the AfterBuzz TV fan in your life.
All right.
Like, so, you.
So continuing.
So we go to Margot's. We see Stone claims he's in love with her, that he should have stopped. She wanted him to leave the show with her and she was going to blow everything up or whatever. And he wouldn't stand up to his mother and leave with her when the mother kicked her out. And then he chased her down. It's a whole love story thing. Kissed her, told her he loved her. And she said it was too late, which I think is so funny because, you know, it took him an extra second to finally, you know, disobey his mother. Come on, cut him some slack.
Although, if in a total huge moment of character decision, he goes with the mom instead of the woman, maybe that really was the kiss of death.
For her, yeah. We don't know what their relationship was like because it was pretty much on the DL for everybody. But he claims he left her on the street. So it's all back to the knife, all comes back to the knife. Why didn't we just research the knife?
Yeah, well,
first.
Yeah.
But it's just a knife. Mm-hmm. It's a fancy knife, but it's just, I mean, it sounds like it's something you can get at a registry anywhere.
Right, but wouldn't they have checked all the women's homes to see if they had that knife set? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then we wouldn't have had a TV show.
I know.
But I thought the marriage was fake.
No, she really loved Stone, and Stone supposedly loved her.
We're talking about Ashley now.
Yeah, I think it was set up, but I think she did genuinely wanted to be with him and wanted a spinoff with him.
But why would it be a registry?
Because it's a real wedding.
It's a real wedding.
Right. Kim Kardashian had a registry.
Real wedding.
Yeah. 72 days, but it was a real wedding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
did they have to give the item back, though?
Well,
that's the question.
I remember Kathy Lee Griffin was talking on Kathy Lee and Hoda, and she was saying, she's like, "I wonder what she's going to do with all those gifts." She's like, "I gave her a gift." And I was watching that. I was like, good point. Mm-hmm. I think you have to give it back. I think you're supposed to return it.
Supposed to.
I think she donated some of the money to charity or something.
I don't think people are really expecting gifts if
they're that wealthy.
Yeah, I don't think they're expecting a gift back. But I think for Ashley, I think in her head, telling the kind of character she was, I think in her head, she was in love with Stone and she thought Stone was in love with her. They were going to get married and she wanted this big fairy tale wedding. Plus, she was on a reality show. So I think in her head, she probably thought all these things while Stone was just thinking, like he said, well, I'm just in this because my mother, you know, hooked us up together. I'm really in love with Hannah. So in her head, she's a little.
Yeah. And so she goes after to see how did she know that they were there?
She got the alert.
She got the alert. Saw her outside of his place. Jumped to conclusions.
Saw them kissing.
Saw them kissing and then stabbed her in the back of the head. No.
After she saw them kissing, so she, I'm assuming she saw them kissing from afar. So she got the alert or whatever the paparazzi, you know, put it out there on the blog so that there's alert that they're kissing by the bus stop. And then he leaves because he goes on his walk because, of course, he wasn't willing to leave with her.
Yeah. And she rejects him.
So she followed. Ashley must have followed.
She did, yeah.
She followed her. But
why confrontation?
You, I mean, the biggest thing is that why would you be taking a gourmet knife with you?
It was handy. Maybe she doesn't have anything else.
She's like, I'm murdering you.
I mean, but it must have been, I mean, for a girl who doesn't kill people on a regular basis, she had a pretty clean, like, just killed her and put her on a bench and pretended she was sleeping. Like, it was pretty well thought out to be kind of a spur of the moment thing, but.
Yeah. So she probably knew something was going on. Already?
Yeah, she said she had suspicions.
Yeah, she has suspicions.
And then we see her in front of Stone's house. I mean, the alert.
Yeah.
The alert already told her before she left her house.
Yeah.
So that's why she grabbed the
and
knife.
And so we link the knife not only to her through her registry and the fact that it's missing, but the fact that she paints and she uses some kind of oil, and that oil was on the knife. And
But I think that this episode had some great themes. Of course, obviously the Valentine's, and there was different ways in how people celebrate Valentine's and do's and don'ts or whatever from both the men and perspectives of the man and woman's perspective. But also with this reality, it really says a lot about what we watch on TV, how it's becoming so addictive to watch these shows. You know, before everyone thought that these reality shows are just for women. But, you know, you have men and women now who are so engrossed into these reality shows and having spinoffs and people getting camera time and the things that you have to do to get attention, throwing things, fighting, you know, it's
set up that this Ashley woman would not necessarily have actually gone ahead and murdered and like hated enough to murder the victim, except that she also was already primed to hate her because she was stealing her airtime. I mean, that's a total, like, reality show reality that isn't a real-life reality.
It's sad, though, that we're so into it. You know, I think everybody's into other people's drama. You know, you hear there's a fight between girlfriends, you're like, tell me what happened. Like, what'd she say? What'd she do when you did that? And, like, maybe it's a girl thing, like... girls are always up in each other's business, or like when you hear people, like if you're going hiking and you hear people like gossiping behind you, you're like, oh, what are they talking about? Like, I feel like that's in all of us, and that's why reality shows are kind of fun, because it's like we got a viewpoint into these people's lives.
Voyeuristically.
And, and the gossip and the drama and everything that comes along with it. It's not real. Well, some aspects of it are real, but like in this, the drama that's between these people and the hatred, that is real. I mean, that was real.
But at the same time, it's kind of conducted on the show. Like before the show, they probably didn't feel anything against
probably didn't know each other.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of conducted on the show as the drama kind of like unveiled itself each and every single episode.
Right.
It's like, hey, you're taking my shine. It's like being in a music group. Like, hey, it's four of us in a music group. Like, and Bam's the lead singer.
Yeah,
I want to sing too.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like it's always
well. And as soon as everything is out on camera, you know, there's that added sense for everybody involved of my reputation is on the line, and reputation is a really powerful force. You know,
it's a paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, totally.
And because of this, and you know, the word brand obviously is like that's one of the new words of 2012.
Your brand.
Your brand, your brand, your brand, your image. And so people know that now when you do reality, you know, you're on reality for a while and you milk it till you can. And then you start to brand yourself. And then that's why you have all these reality stars who have clothing lines, who have earrings, who have shoes and have things. And they're businesswomen, they're businessmen now because this is their brand. This is all they have because they don't act, they don't sing, they don't dance. This is all they have.
Look at the Kardashians. I mean, they've made an empire. Even when the show is off the air, the things that they have created are going to last a pretty long time. I mean, they have a strong following. They have clothing lines, makeup lines, all of this stuff. I mean, it's not hard to envision why these people would get so intense and maybe kill another person. It's sad, but it's not hard to envision. I don't know. This episode was fun, though. Mm-hmm. Besides the murder, it was fun.
Yeah.
Besides the murder.
Besides the murder.
Including the murder. I mean,
it was sad.
That's how we tune in.
Yeah. She was young, 23.
For me,
scary.
For me, the murder, it was entertaining because, you know, being here in L.A. and witnessing and seeing some of the things that we see, I was immediately able to relate to this because, you know, people do fight and hog for the camera. So for me, it was entertaining just to see them show the rest of the world's what's it like and kind of the things that people here that we in LA, you know, go through or witness, mm-hmm. you know, for people who are so desperately trying to, you know, get fame.
Yeah.
Well, and for everybody seeing a little bit more about what happens behind the scenes on some of these reality shows and the kind of the real drama behind the fake drama.
Yeah.
But next week, there will be no reality TV. Let's go into predictions now.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so next week is a two-part series.
Mm-hmm.
Castle's daughter Alexis is abducted.
I know.
Sam. This looks like this is going to be a great two-part series. And every year they always do a two-part series. And normally it has something to do with Castle or something to do with Beckett and something related to her mom's death. But now it's focusing on Castle and his daughter. So I'm so excited for this two-part series. What do you guys think?
I'm excited. Here's my prediction, I guess, or my question. I'm wondering if it's... My first thought was, oh, it must be like a crazy Castle fan. You know, he wants to get Castle or somebody who hates Castle or something like that because it's his daughter. But then Castle is connected to Kate with that guy on the phone, you know, and like everything that happened. So people know he knows everything about Kate's mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this is a play at that. It seems like there could be so many reasons why. Both from Castle's side, because he's a public figure. Like we just said, this girl was a celebrity. Anybody could have killed her. You know, people are crazy. Celebrities have restraining orders against stalkers all the time. Maybe somebody goes after Castle's daughter, or maybe it has something more to do with the conspiracy behind everything with the senator and Beckett and her mother and all of that.
Which seems like it'd be too soon after that, after last week.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking it might be more of like a Castle thing.
Or a third thing that we haven't thought of. I know, I can't, I'm trying to think too, I don't know. But I do have a feeling that, that the rumors about there being an actor cast as Castle's dad might come in to play somehow once Alexis is kidnapped.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely kind of like too soon to even think about like what's really going to happen. I just think, like you said, it might be based off of Castle's fame for like a money ransom or something. Or it might just based off like from a previous episode where Castle is there at a crime scene. Somebody's just kind of paying back, you know, for a murder that's being solved.
Oh, what about what's his name? He jumped out XXX or what was it? The one who jumped off the bridge and Castle was super concerned that he didn't die.
Oh.
What is his name? I'm blanking right now.
I don't remember.
You know, he's the one they'd been following for a really long time and he framed Castle and then he got away and Castle was super concerned that he didn't die.
Yep.
This would be the perfect time for him to come back if he didn't die.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, no, I hope not because he's not a nice guy at all.
We need something to fuel that.
So I guess next week we're not going to solve the murder.
Yeah. No.
I'm stumped. So it could be Castle and his fame, or it could be his ties to Beckett, or it could be something very, very subtle that we've seen from Alexis. Could it be one of her crazy boyfriends? Could it be she was at the precinct once? Like, I really don't know. So
I know. I had the thought of what if they circle back to her putting videos up online, but I feel like that was not enough. That wasn't a good enough seed planted.
Yeah. No.
It's kind of really unpredictable.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
As it's supposed to be.
But what is predictable is we know that you guys will be back next week to AfterBuzz TV Castle Recap. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Please let everyone know where you can be found on social media.
Yes, I am Paige Sullivan. You can find me on Twitter at Paige Sull. Same thing on Instagram. You can search Paige Sull and at perfectpaige.com.
I love after we discuss the branding thing. Well, my brand is The Smarty at the Party, so you can find me at thesmartyattheparty.com and also at Samara Bay.
And you can find me at www.truepeoplemedia.com and at True Peoples on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
And you can also find me on Twitter at Bam Erickson, or you can also catch me on True Peoples Media as a correspondent on Red Carpet and interviews. So thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you guys next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.